They do have.
Okay, Nadon.
You're Hogan.
Yeah. Your mic is on top like mine, yeah, right. Don.
Nadon? Nadon.
This looks like the top name.
Oh.
N-A-D-O-N.
Oh. Nadan. Nadan, I just want to say Nadan and BQE. I think we all know it's the same person.
Right.
Just the same.
Right.
I just wanted to clarify.
Okay.
But while we're on the subject of BQE and Nadan, I know when I first started with the authority, Richie was getting money off of Nadan from Campos Plaza.
Okay.
Campos Plaza was one of the roofs that he did over there. What he got, I have no idea, but an idle conversation was there. As far as BQE is concerned, yes, there was a couple of jobs that I was on. I was approached on, remember one project that was Shed, oh, and Penn Worthman.
Sheepshead or Penn Worthman?
Sheepshead and Penn Worthman.
And Penn Worthman. Right.
Penn Worthman, I believe he gave me either $1,000 or $1,500 on Sheepshead Bay. I was either $500 or $1,000, and I know this sounds ridiculous, but there's a balance of $500.
Still owed to you.
Right.
Okay.
Now, if you want, we can set something up where I could try and get him to pay me, you know, while I'm wired with John.
Right.
Okay, next guy.
Tycoon.
Tycoon, I met once, an idle conversation over in the Soundview, just like December or something like that. The guy's name is Nick. I just haven't been talking, I got transferred, blah, blah, blah. And now Richie Panisi has my contracts, and he was very pleased to hear that Richie has Barry House. In Staten Island.
That's a new job.
Right, which hasn't started yet.
Right.
Because of the weather.
And Tycoon will be handling that too.
Right. Tycoon is the contractor.
Right.
Because he happens to know Richie from past.
Right.
Because Tycoon also has other names also, which I haven't found out yet what the other names are.
Okay. Next. Antos.
Okay. Antos.
Oh, Antos.
Antos, you also see Foray over there.
Yes, right below Antos.
Antos and Foray are the same.
Okay.
Antos gave up the name or went bankrupt. I have no idea. But he's now Foray. I found out through a pre-star meeting I had with him the last month. And
okay.
Spiro is the guy's name. Spiro approached me at Brook Allen because there was a problem with leaks over there, which the job's not a guarantee yet. And he wanted to, didn't come out and ask, you know, about money, but how can we work this out where, because I found so much shit there that was wrong, which I do have on tape somewhere else.
Right, right. And when you say, what was the name you gave the project?
Brook Allen.
Right. Some people I've heard pronounce that Brookline. I imagine it's the same one. It's spelled something like Brooklyn, but it's... How would you spell it? Just
I'm not sure. Yeah.
But it's somewhat like, looks like the name Brooklyn, but it's different.
It doesn't look, well, Brook... I'm not sure. B-R-U something.
Oh, like B-R-E-U, I think it starts with something like that.
I have to look it up.
All right. I can look in the book.
But again, when we did the pre-start for Melrose, which I'm not the inspector, you know, but I was there with the inspector, guy Nick. He approached me there again. Are you going to be the inspector? You know, I can work with you. I don't know this guy. And also, are you getting Bronx River, which Marty Marte got.
Okay.
Well, so you get the job. If you're going to have a contract, I will definitely get the job.
Right, right.
And I said to which not take somewhere else, you know what the hell you mean by that.
Right.
I don't even know which hole in the wall, but I guess you know it's for Richard Bernice.
That's it. Yeah.
Next.
Alright. Polis?
Pilos or Polis.
Okay.
He's the one who had the fire up in the Bronx. Had to kill him his job. So John don't know who Polis is.
Okay.
He was a subcontractor for Marty Marte over in Cassidy Lafayette in Staten Island. He did most of the work. You know, he was a contractor.
Okay.
There and deal went down with Richie. Richie and Marte and Pilos made a deal, and I don't know exactly how much. I think Richie's only $1,500, something. And I believe I got $500 out of it.
Okay.
And it was bullshit that he doesn't trust Marty, and he's the one to go back for the rest of the money.
Oh. So he thought Marty might be wired or something, so you understand. Think,
I think Richard's just a fucking schemer playing English.
Right, right.
It was all a bunch of bullshit, knowing what I know about him now.
He might have went back and collected the money, and you just didn't hear about it.
Because he was also in Staten Island a couple of times, too, which no one knows about.
Right.
When he was supposed to be in Manhattan.
Right. All right. Phoenix.
Phoenix and AJ. Both of them. Phoenix. And AJET was a joint venture for Queensbridge, which you all know about.
AJET phonetically would be like AJET.
AJET.
Okay.
Really good
you can turn up the light if you want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'll help you.
That was a joint venture for Queensbridge.
Okay.
Now, also, Ypsilon is there also.
Right next to, yeah, next one in line.
I understand Phoenix gave up their name Phoenix and went to Ypsilon because Ypsilon used to work for the authority, but I think they were defaulters, and now they're clean, and they're not using Ypsilon.
Okay.
But these people are going to talk about, I'm also frightened that they're financing.
Yeah, sure.
They're connected, and I know something can go wrong with things.
Right, right. As I told you before, I think this should be a bag over the head type testimony, but we'll see what they work out.
Now, on this year's deal, Richie had, again, I think on a previous tape, Richie Panisi had told me that he would like to set up a deal with me, the Bronx, and Brooklyn, Joe Scavo, Tony Malagrino. That he would work out a deal with us all, that he would make the deals with the contractor, sell, collect the money himself, we wouldn't have to bother with anything, with any contractor, and he would be free and clear.
Right.
He would do everything himself.
Right. The contractor wouldn't know you were taking anything, he would just know Richie's handling things.
Right. Now, that deal went on with Phoenix and AJ.
Okay.
And Richie came back to me. Before I go into that, my partake in all of this is not to have the roof being done loudly. Because like I said before, you go to any roof, take any test gun, wherever you want, and my roof will come up clean. None of my roofs have leaked yet in the past 3 years.
Right.
And I don't think they ever will. They may get one or two.
You're meant to be an expediter, make sure the payments went through quickly, get paperwork done quickly, stuff like that.
The extras, any legit extras that came through, I would have to make sure I make my license fast, get memos from design, from project, from borough, do everything fast, not like road construction's late for 2-3 months.
Right.
My job is to do everything fast, especially when we talk about hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I think you'll have to grant us our grants. That it probably would have got more later on. It never got that far, but we understand that on other jobs, roofs may not have been done underneath cooling tower somewhere, maybe some wiped away, stuff like that, but that never happened on your job while you were there inspecting.
Right. Also, whether it's on Phoenix again, not eight yet. Phoenix did a job in East Wall. For $1 million. And I understand Richie got at least $10,000 on that one. There was also a Pilos or Pilos where they were doing the parapet walls. It was like $100,000 extra. And I said Richie got another $10,000 for that. The reason why I know